The forest and its furry friends.
In a dense forest, where trees stretched towards the sky and wildflowers bloomed beneath their roots, two friends lived side by side. There was Tiger, strong and bold, with stripes of orange and black that shone like the sun on a summer's day. Next to him roamed Deer, gentle and swift, with eyes as brown as the richest soil. Tiger loved nothing more than to spend his days lounging in the shade, watching the world go by from behind his majestic form. He would often boast of his power, claiming that no one could match his speed or strength. Deer, on the other hand, preferred to explore the forest's hidden paths and secret meadows, always mindful of her place within the delicate balance of nature. One day, a great drought struck the land, and the forest began to wither away. The trees grew dry and brittle. Their leaves turned golden and brown. The animals grew thirsty, searching far and wide for a drop of water to quench their parched lips. Tiger, confident in his own abilities, set out to find a source of life-giving water.
"I'll show you all how it's done," he declared to the other animals, "for I am the greatest hunter in the forest." He strode through the underbrush, his paws quiet on the dry earth. Deer watched him from afar, her ears twitching with worry.
As Tiger wandered deeper into the forest, the sun beat down upon his back, draining his strength. The air grew hotter and drier, until even his powerful lungs began to ache. He stumbled upon a small stream, its crystal waters glistening in the sunlight, but alas, it was too shallow for him to drink. Undeterred, Tiger continued on, only to find that the water had dried up. The forest floor crackled with dry leaves, and the air reeked of desperation. Deer watched from a safe distance, feeling a pang of sorrow for her friend's plight. Meanwhile, Deer set out in search of a solution to their shared problem. She knew the forest like the back of her hoof, and she remembered a hidden oasis deep within the trees. As she galloped through the dry underbrush, her hooves barely making a sound on the parched earth, the scent of water grew stronger. Deer finally arrived at the oasis, its cool waters glistening in the sunlight like a mirage. She drank deeply, feeling the life-giving liquid revive her senses and replenish her strength. But she knew that simply finding water wasn't enough, she needed to find a way to share it with others. Deer returned to Tiger, who lay panting on the dry earth, his coat dull and disheveled. She told him of her discovery, but he merely laughed at the idea of sharing what little water they had found.
"Who needs you?" he sneered. "I can handle this forest all by myself." Deer's eyes grew sad as she watched her friend stumble away, refusing to listen.
Days passed and the drought only deepened its grip on the forest. The animals grew more desperate, their bellies growling with hunger. Tiger's strength began to wane, his once luxuriant coat dull and matted. Deer, however, continued to thrive, thanks to her knowledge of the hidden oasis.
One fateful day, a wise old owl perched on a branch above Tiger, watching him stumble through the forest like a shadow of his former self. The owl called out in soft rumbling hoots, "Tiger, why do you not share with others? Why do you claim to be the greatest hunter when your strength is fading?" Tiger looked up at the owl, shamefaced and defeated. He realized too late that his boasts had blinded him to the value of friendship and community. Deer, who had been watching from a distance, stepped forward, her voice clear as a bell. "I've shown you where water can be found," she said, "but I also showed you how sharing it with others brings life, giving nourishment to all. Come with me, Tiger, and together we shall find the strength to face this drought head on." Tiger, humbled by his friend's words, joined Deer at the oasis. Together they shared their water with the other animals, working in harmony to bring life back to the forest.
As the seasons passed, the forest flourished once more. The trees regained their vibrancy, and wildflowers bloomed beneath their roots. Tiger and Deer roamed the forest side by side, no longer boastful but grateful for one another's companionship. They learned that true strength lies not in individual prowess, but in sharing with others.
Moral of the story:
in a world filled with droughts and trials, it is easy to become isolated and alone. But when we share our resources, our time, and our talents with those around us, we find that our strength grows greater than ever before. Just like Tiger and Deer, we can overcome even the most daunting challenges when we work together, trusting one another's unique gifts. fasting one another's unique gifts. So remember, dear reader, kindness to others is not weakness, but a sign of true strength, for in sharing with those who need it most, we find our own true power rising from within.